Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How was your weekend so far?
Disappointing that they haven't changed the rules yet.
We can't
go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm disappointed with that. I was kind of hoping, with the numbers being where they are, and I get the hospitalization, the ICU, the objective here is to keep people out of hospitals in the ICU.
Yeah.
And so having these numbers where they are, nice to see the positivity rate below 5%. But unfortunately, we haven't opened up the economy, and man, are people still upset.
Yeah, well, and disappointing with the vaccination schedules. My mom was supposed to get a vaccine last week, of course.
That gets pushed out.
Yeah, that gets pushed out. So whatever, these are the bumps that we're going to face, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, we are marching closer to a solution than further away, so that's the good news, but I'm with you. It's frustrating.
You know, we've got a great show today where people are talking about how in your portfolio, you're investing, people are talking about bonds being a waste of time.
Yeah.
Why even bother?
Right.
You're going to get next to nothing.
Right.
We're going to show.
Or you could just get killed in bonds. I mean, which is true if you're in the wrong bonds, but bonds still make an important piece of a diversified portfolio.
And I don't think people really understand that. So we're
going
to bring that piece for education for our listeners on that one.
Yeah.
And newsflash.
Yeah.
Taxes are going up.
Uh-oh.
Taxes are going up. And when will they happen?
Yep.
So we're going to talk to our...
And how will they happen?
Yeah.
Important.
Wow, that's a good one. Yeah, so our economist has got some ideas on that. So we're going to bring him on the show. Benjamin Tall will be joining us later on in the show.
Yeah.
So we had a disappointment because we're not opening up the economy. We have a disappointment. The vaccine isn't rolling out as fast as we'd like it to. We got a bit of a pullback on that. You know what else is disappointing?
What?
No pipeline. No pipeline.
Yeah, that was...
Day one, President Biden puts in the veto.
Yep.
Done. Day one. Didn't even wait. Didn't even say, let me talk to the prime minister first and figure this out. This is Obama 2.0.
Listen, there's going to be all kinds of emotions attached to this. He did say it back in May. I don't know what kind of conversations had taken place between us and them. There's frustration around whether should we rely on a foreign government for this kind of stuff? Why can't we get our own act together? There's 100 things going through people's minds.
Right, and it really is frustrating for Albertans when we hear we're not going to give you a chance.
Right.
Right. And so this is where the problem lies. There are so many reports out there, Dave, that are saying we're going to be fine. You know, there's enough oil to flow.
Well, there's other pipeline upgrades being done that if you talk to the analysts, you know, we've got capacity coming online to 2025 that'll soak up or give us a capacity to ship another 960,000 barrels a day. And given, you know, that we ship 3.8 million barrels a day to the U.S. right now, and that's going to grow to somewhere around 4.4 over the next several years, you know, you can argue that that we will have capacity to do that. It doesn't remove the emotion attached to the, it's just another slap, right? I don't think our prime minister's reaction to it is going to make Alberta feel welcome and wanted. So there's a whole bunch of things attached to that.
Yeah, and I think this is now turning very political. It is turning away from the real story again. And the real story is, what does Alberta need to do to diversify its economy?
Right.
And I think we need to focus on that. We need to put pressure on all levels of government to say, we need to diversify.
Mm-hmm.
It's we just cannot rely. And I understand if there's a way to make money off your existing resources, let's do it now because we need jobs and money now. I get that. But we're not talking about the future only. We're not talking about how we're going to diversify our economy. You and I build investment portfolios for individuals. Have we ever said we're going to focus on one piece only?
No.
And we're going to talk about that one piece only?
No.
We talk about diversification, risk mitigation, making sure we have growth over the long term. Why is that any different than an economy in a province or in a country?
Right.
And yes, our oil industry is a paramount key piece of this national program that we have.
Right.
Absolutely. But we have to also focus on other areas and grow those areas.
Right.
And I think that's where all levels of government need to do that. That's where we as in people in our businesses are looking at opportunities. So why aren't we talking about those opportunities? And that's why I've taken a personal stand that I want to help business owners in this city, in this country, prosper. And I'm looking at new businesses being built every single day through this pandemic. But I don't hear about, what are we doing to diversify even more? Where's the initiative? Where's the money and the resources going to win businesses here? Let's take them away from other areas internationally and throughout Canada and bring them to Alberta.
And there are green shoots here. Like we talk about it. There are companies in the technology space, right? Outside of oil,
healthcare,
and gas.
Healthcare, cannabis, whatever
right.
it may be.
Right. There are other businesses, and we need to profile that. That's a fair comment. Okay. We had the inauguration this week, right? I mean, yes, Biden made that decision. We did have some optimism around the inauguration in the markets, up until sort of Wednesday. Now, and then, you know, the U.S. government has to get down to business. So yeah. There's a change in power. I would say globally, there was a sense of relief that we might get back to some stability and predictability. The markets like predictability and stability, right? Irrespective of the individual decisions and, you know, the Keystone set aside, I get that. But that was a positive. But there's lots of stuff that's coming with a new administration,
mm-hmm.
right? Again, we talk about tax increases here, probably some tax increases in the United States coming. How's that going to affect your portfolio? You got to be nimble and be able to adjust through this.
Yeah, and I think when we look from an economic perspective, we go back to when Obama's first term, he had the similar situation. He had basically a blue wave.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to deal with the financial crises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so he had the opportunity to do a whole bunch of programs at that time, such as universal health care, which he wanted.
Yep.
And it didn't go through because they had to deal with the financial crisis and the impacts of that situation.
Right.
I have the same feeling that in the short term, Biden's number one issue
100%.
Is to get vaccine
100%.
And this COVID crisis under control.
100%.
And so to think he's going to do some radical stuff, I think it's low probability it's going to happen.
Radical meaning going after corporate and high-income earner taxes?
Yeah, all that stuff.
That's deep in the agenda.
Especially, yeah. I think that's what it is. Yeah, it's deep in the agenda. I think it's in the agenda.
Yeah.
It's just deep in the agenda. And until they get this COVID crisis under control,
yeah.
it's not happening.
Right.
So we're going to be thinking about something that's not even there yet and not worrying about what is there, which is COVID.
Yeah. That's still the focus for this year, right?
And probably next year's the rebuild.
Probably. Yep.
So my view for 2021 is let's build beyond that. How do you look out in the future? And we're fortunate enough in a portfolio to look at that.
Yep.
When you're in an economy or your individual city or a province or a country, you don't really get to look at the bigger picture always. And that's the problem. And part of the bigger picture is also fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to talk about how people can save themselves from major volatility in the market. We're going to talk about how having a five-pillar investment strategy really helps.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that at our seminar on Tuesday, February 23rd, 7 p.m., live online. You need to go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, stick around after the break because as Faisal said, does fixed income still play a role in your portfolio, given that interest rates are, you know, at historical lows? You'd be surprised at the answer. Stick around. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.